The autumn came in quickly this year. Even in early October, the leaves of the round trees in Kelsey's shared gardens at St. Ninian's Close are tinged golden brown. Gritty breezes gust down Henley Street, whipping past the house where, once upon a time, William Shakespeare was born. Chill morning dews make the grassy banks of the River Avon sparkle, and dawn mists settle over the subtle valley that the town nestles inside. Above its tangle of medieval streets, church spires, theatre turrets and flying flags, up on the gentle rises of the Welcome Hills, the brambles have swollen fat and blushing on thorny boughs, and the blackbirds sing out that summer is over. Don't wake up. I'm just taking my stage makeup off before bed and I'm calling to say goodnight. I love you, Kelsey. Oh, don't go. I'm awake. Wow, you look good. Jonathan held the phone closer to his face, letting Kelsey see the subtle black eyeliner that deepened his ice blue eyes and his messy brown hair lightened a little with dye for playing the Prince of Denmark. I was gonna say the same thing about you. Is it after six in Stratford? But old habits die hard. I've been up for a while.